Hey, God bless you and greetings, and at all powerful blessing and healing name of Jesus Christ. Well, this is your friend and your apostle of prayer, Apostle James Broadnax. You know, I have been praying and helping God's people for over 36 years now, and I have seen Jesus. I did say Jesus. I have seen him raise individuals up off of their bed of affliction and heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And one thing I do know, that God is no respecter of person. Hallelujah. But he is a respecter of faith. And the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Listen to me. I want you to get ready to meet us this week in our miracle working blessing services here in the prayer chamber. Yes, it's church by phone every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Dial in and you will hear people from all over the world, just about every state. People are calling in and requesting prayer. We are praying and prophesying. The number is 318-754-0001. 318-754-0001. But here is Prophetess Gloria Johnson to give you a personal invite to Church by Phone.
This is the Canadian Prophetess Gloria Joy Johnson, and this is the day that the Lord has made. It is a day of supernatural miracle breakthrough, and I want you to know it's time to claim the mountain. It's time to say, like Caleb, give me that mountain. It's time to enter into your promised land and your inheritance. Yes, God has been good to you. Yes, he has blessed you in days gone by. Yes, he has opened doors. But there are big promises that God has made to some that you have not yet seen come to pass. You're going to see it. God is not through blessing you. And the Lord thy God would speak unto thee and say, I haven't forgotten what I've promised. Don't let the devil tell you to give up. Don't let him tell you it's impossible. I said in my word, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. There's not a door that's open that the devil can shut. God is getting ready to open doors. He's getting ready also to close doors. Places where they have taken advantage of your anointing and your talent and have not wanted to give you what you are worth. God said, I'm shutting that door and I'm taking you to a door where they will celebrate you, take care of you, and bless you. There are some, I will move you into the greatest paying jobs with the least amount of stress that you have ever had. Others, I've given you a vision, and I will bring you into your own business. And I will bring the right people around you, even people you do not know. And I will cause them walk into that business and never look back. I see the Lord speaking to a pastor. He spoke to you specifically. Specifically concerning your situation. And you've been through hell in that ministry. But God gave you a vision. And it is a vision of supernatural blessing and breakthrough and turnaround. And I will bring people that will help bring the inheritance. The Lord would speak unto thee and say, I am not through with you. I am not through with you. I have promised you breakthrough and enlarging the borders of your ministry. And the Lord would speak unto thee and say, I am bringing the right people, and they shall open the right doors, and you shall know that I have not forgotten the vision. I see somebody right now. You've actually had the building drawn up, and you have it in a frame, and things were falling into place, and now it seems like you won't even break ground. The devil's a liar. God didn't give you that vision for it just to be in a picture frame. God's going to bring you the provision for the vision. And I hear the Lord say to remind you, you're not alive by accident. How many times did the devil try to kill you? How many times did doctors say they had done all they could do? Some that are listening, you're walking, breathing miracles. And the Lord would speak and say, I've brought you through thick and thin. Oh, like the songwriter said, some through the waters, some through the fire, but I brought you through the blood, and I am not through with you, saith the Lord. Every word, every miracle, every breakthrough that I have promised is going to come alive, saith the Lord. And you're going to know that I have not forgotten you. I've kept you alive. You remember the promise. Now is the time to claim your mountain and enter into your promised land. I feel the anointing today on this radio broadcast. And you need to join us tonight, Thursday night, and every Thursday, Saturday, and Tuesday evening, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and 7:30 Central, 5:30 Pacific, in the Prophetic Miracle Prayer Chamber, with the Double Portion Action Team of Apostle James Broadnax and the Canadian prophetess Gloria Johnson. All you have to do tonight is get you into your prayer closet or your room, somewhere where you can just hear what God has to say. And dial area code 318-754-0001. That's 318-754-0001. And once you're in the prayer chamber, you press star 5 on the telephone keypad. That raises your hand for prayer. People are calling friends and family members and telling them, call the prayer chamber. Pastors are calling in, receiving a word, and calling their members and saying, be a part of this prayer line. Evangelists and prophets are calling in and receiving words. Men and women of God are calling from the hospitals, and God is bringing them out of the hospital. They're calling about loved ones in prison, and God's opening the prison doors. They're calling about loved ones that are being on their way to court, and the enemy is saying that there's no hope and that it will be jail time for sure. But the Lord would speak unto thee and say, I haven't forgotten you. And just like I have done for others, I will reverse decisions and bring favor. For the Lord would speak unto thee and say, I can touch the heart of the judge. I can put angels in the juror box. I can speak favor. I can also allow the truth to come out. I can do anything. And if you will be obedient and get under this prayer chamber, saith the Lord, I will put a word in the mouth of my prophet that will cause you to begin to enter, and not just enter, possess the promised land, that which belongs to you. Somebody listening, you're fighting for an inheritance, and they're trying to cheat you out. And even because you're Christian, they're trying to walk all over you. But God has seen it. And he's going to let the truth come out. And you're going to get what belongs to you. I just believe that there is going to be an old-fashioned Holy Ghost breakthrough anointing in this prayer chamber. And God is going to do what only he can do. And it's all happening tonight, Thursday night. Do not miss the entering into your promise service. I'm going to speak the word, and there's going to be a prophecy. And I'm going to tell you that which God tells me on how to release your inheritance and your promised land tonight. 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Join Apostle Broadnax and I in the prayer chamber at 318-754-0001. And then press star 5 on your telephone keypad once you enter the prayer chamber.
We thank you for tuning in to today's program, and we invite you to be with us the next time for another Master Key program for disciplining your mind for good health, success, prosperity, and blessings. Until the next time, God bless and keep you and yours.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
In the beginning, taking the COVID vaccine was a hard no for me. I take vaccines, but for some reason, it all felt rushed. And honestly, I don't always trust the government. I got COVID myself, and people in my community are dying from the Delta variant. The numbers don't lie. After doing more research, getting vaccinated was the right choice for me. For more information, call 855-453-0774 or visit covidvaccine.la.gov.
Crime Stoppers pays up to $2,500 for information leading to an arrest. Crime Stoppers pays, and you never give your name, and you never appear in court. No one knows but you and Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers reports the crime to the police, so you're never involved. Your life, your family, your home, your neighborhood. They're too precious to just give it to criminals. Get paid up to $2,500. 443-7867. 443-STOP. Don't ignore crime in your neighborhood. If you see something, know something, then say something. Crime Stoppers. 443-7867. 443-STOP.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
Your shot for $100. Shot for 100 is now for all y'all. Louisiana residents who roll up their sleeves and get their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine at select locations will receive a $100 Visa gift card while supplies last. Visit shotfor100.com for hours and locations where you can get your vaccine and take your shot for 100. That's shotfor100.com. Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Health.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do if they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with another story from the Voice of the Martyrs.
VOM workers in Uganda helped Okware Martin open his new Bible to Psalm 1. After reading just a few words, the 17-year-old sprang up and said, "I cannot read with dirty hands." After washing up, he sat down with his new book while the workers moved to other homes in the village. Returning 6 hours later, Martin had not moved. He said, "I can't stop reading. Every word I read invites me to read more. I pray I come to know more about this God." At the Voice of the Martyrs, we echo that prayer for all those to whom we give Bibles. For more from Uganda, go online to persecution.com.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What, the job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man,
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Since I was a teen, I don't do no acting. I'm teaching them things, see what is unseen, it's what's everlasting. Deliver 16s while I'm 116, you know it's no capping. I really hop on the floor just to get them delivered. He's coming, I cannot today. I see the cards, I was dealt with my God, I was winning, so line them up, I wanna play. I cannot sit on the side, yo, I got this inside of my soul, I'm a type of nice. I gotta get up and go when I'm feeling below, try again, but it's yeah. I've been down, tell me what you see, what you see.
Down, I ain't stopping, I'm gonna go. I feel sounds, I'm a healing with the hope. Gone with the sound, I'll keep it on the low. I'ma put it in the flow, cause they really gotta know. Cook at 2 a.m. and see that at a Waffle House. I've been on a mission, I've been working on the bounce. Labels looking at us, wanna know what this about. How the young prophet making change with the sound. This that new era, new. New wine skin. I ain't even trying any more, man. I'm just vibing. Back when I was younger, I was plucking on the violin. God was orchestrating everything, man. Yeah. I can't hide it.
I've been down. Tell me what you see. What you see? I've been laying low to scope the scene. I've been up. Tell me what you see. I've been itching up because I need it. I come down. I ain't stopping. I'm on go.
Go.
God feel sounds. I'm on filling with that hope.
Hope.
Keep it.